Now, I wish there was one easy answer, but having this sort of pointing out instruction, it's as if you had a spiritual toolbox. And the main tool, like if you're going to be left on a desert island and you can only have one, it's this practice of meditation. It trains you to stay. It trains you to be gentle with yourself. It stabilizes your mind so that it can stay more and more. And it also gives you something to do, a method of working with the discursive thoughts, with the momentum that takes you away from the present. So it's a simple instruction, and then learning how to do it with gentleness, spaciousness, light touch, and all of this is what you train in. Unfortunately, in terms of the Shenpa and what we're doing here, it's like you've been kicking a wheel, a spinning wheel, like a hamster cage or something, you know, all your life, and it has its own momentum. It's going really fast, round and round and round. And basically, we're now practicing stopping kicking the wheel. But we can expect that that wheel is going to keep spinning for some time. That's where most of us find ourselves. We've stopped kicking it, so we're not strengthening the habit. We're not going to have an eternally spinning wheel. But we're in this interesting middle place where I think all the wisdom is learned, actually, on the path. And the path is characterized by the fact that we're training in learning how to stop kicking the wheel. That's the training in itself. Shenpa teaching really helps with that. That's the recognizing and the refraining. And then we're training and learning how to do that, and then also how to relax and how to resolve to do it again and again and again as a way of life, you know. In Buddhism, we talk a lot about the path. It's a process that we're engaged in, and actually the process is the fruition. There's never like some place we're trying to get. You just go moment by moment, and it's a process of unfolding or shedding or uncovering. So we're training in how to stop kicking the wheel. We're getting better at that, perhaps slowly, you know, much of the time. But the wheel keeps spinning, so we still relate with all that stuff. And then there's another aspect of it, is that though internally the wheel is not spinning as fast and the whole thing is becoming more workable, other people, for them, our wheel is still spinning. They still see us as angry, insecure, uptight, cold, or something that we have been for a very long time, and it's imprinted in them. So you also can't expect other people to just like realize that something's transforming in you. In fact, they'll still keep treating you for quite some time like you used to be. It takes them a long time to notice that, you know, especially your family and people you're really close to. They just react to you like they always did. But gradually, they start treating you differently, you know, because you're relating to them pretty differently, allowing a lot more space, and something begins to shift in them. So in terms of the wheel still spinning, you still have to relate with the feelings. They don't just stop. But they are gradually going to slow down, slow down, slow down, more and more space in your mind. It happens very gradually, imperceptibly over time, but as a result of meditation, there's something called Shinjong. It's another Buddhist word, S-H-I-N-J-A-N-G, Shinjong. Trungpa Rinpoche used to talk about it. It means thoroughly processed. That was his translation. And so Shinjong feels like more space in your mind, bigger perspective on what's happening, and more at ease with your body, your mind, and your world. Somehow, there's more access to bigger perspective, more access to spaciousness. So the pain can arise very strongly, the fear, the anger, whatever it is, the Shenpa can be very strong. but there's some kind of space around it more and more. What I also feel is there's a more accessibility of warmth, more in touch with your heart. This is really what dissolves the root chenpa. The big dramas are able to unglue themselves more and more.